by stuck in a community with a whole lot of fathers and mothers and people around you, and you're required to access their best for your marriage. This is community. And we can't stand you. And I'm telling you, I look at my own life. Like anything that's going on in my life that has any level of success is maybe the wrong word, but any flavor at all of success is only because of the best of other people. It's because I learned early on how to access the strength of other people. I don't want to live life by myself. We have this thing, well, I might talk about it a little bit, but we have this thing where like somehow we have this concept that needing the strength of others is a massive sign of weakness. I've just realized I need people. I need people. It's not a sign of weakness that I need people. I need people. It's how he set it up. I think the Lord had me not go back to college because he knew I needed Bill more than I needed college. And there, I need Bill. I need Bill's strength. I need his wisdom. I need his revelation. I need his favor. I need his platform. I told him when Jesus culture began to grow and, you know, most of them were coming because they'd read one of Bill's books. And I said, Bill, I'm riding this Bill train as long as possible, man. Keep writing books and keep doing whatever you're doing because it's working for me. In fact, I bought the website imwithbill.com. I own it. We own it. I think it goes to Jesus culture, but imwithbill.com we own. But we have this thing where somehow needing others is a sign of weakness. Somehow, like, you have to be able to make it on your own. You got to be able to figure it out on your own. You got to be. The problem with that is I was in an office I've been in my office multiple times with people, and I'll sit down with them, and they'll say, we're losing our house. Our finances are just in shambles. I said, well, how long has this been going on? 2 years. Well, who have you talked to? No one. The problem is that when you get isolated like that, you're facing life and you are relying on your own level of wisdom, your own level of expertise, your own level of experience. And I said, well, hold on a second, listen, you see that guy over there, his name's Charlie, phenomenal, phenomenal at business, phenomenal at finances. Do you know that you can actually go and submit your finances to him? And that the strength of his life